In fact, if there's a chokehold ever used, it has to be a deadly force situation, and that's why we don't train for them. Yeah. Meaning they have to be fear for themselves or somebody else's life.
Has the city police department thought about stuff or been talking to recruits or police officers about how they approach citizens?
We are constantly evaluating what we do. Unlike a lot of departments around the country who do something and it stays for 20 years, that's not the case. We are constantly, because of accreditation, because of policy review, reviewing what we do. You know, we just reorganized into a citizen-centric form of policing. It's groundbreaking. Clea Assessor said, wow, you know, how you're connecting with the public is important. So we're constantly evaluating that. The thing is this. People have no constitutional right to resist a lawful detention or arrest by a police officer. So the simple answer is, if you get in contact with the police, work it out in court. Don't think you can exercise any right that you feel you may have. Fight the charge as much as you want, but do not fight a police officer. That's the bottom line.
So you're hoping there's lessons learned all the way around?
It's got to be all the way around. Right now it's vogue to dislike the police, but I want you to understand something. The police have a serious responsibility. We owe it to our community and we owe it to ourselves to be as prepared as absolutely possible. And if we're not prepared, then that's our fault. But I contend that the police are prepared. Unfortunate what has happened around the country. But in this profession, when you are responsible for social control, the police have to train, they have to be prepared, and if they're not, and they're not on the cutting edge of what's going on, then they're not doing their job as police officers. But to have people come in and talk about that the police need to change, what I'm saying is there's a simple response. You have no constitutional right to fight a police officer for a lawful detention or arrest. And if you're not sure if it's lawful or not, then you shouldn't fight. Argue in court is where that's why the justice system. It's the best in the world. It may have its own flaws here, the way people see it, but it's the best in the world. And people want to complain about it. Fine. That's why we live in a democracy. But you know who protects the First Amendment that they wrap themselves in? The police. They are the guardians of democracy in this country. Bottom line. And I'm tired of people trying to stereotype police the same way they believe police are stereotyping contacts in the field.
How much would it have helped maybe diffuse situations like Ferguson if the police, if you're on more of a wavelength with your citizens?
I think it's everything. You know, you want your citizens to believe that your police department is going to come out and tell you exactly what happened. I believe we do that in Roanoke. You know, I was aware of a meeting last night where somebody said, well, the cops don't do anything. And then we started saying, are you aware of community walks? Are you aware of the Citizen Disciplinary Review Board? Are you aware of the Citizen Advisory Board? Are you aware of the Citizen Police Academy? Are you aware of all the citizen meetings that we attend where we sometimes outnumber citizens? And the answer was no, 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 no. Ignorance is what's leading to a lot of this. But also in that meeting, community members stepped up and said, no, the police do this, the police do this, the police do that. That's why in the city of Roanoke, we work so hard at understanding that this can be Burger King. It can be your way as long as it's lawful. And that's what we expect. And our citizens know that they can do that for the most part. If you want to make a deal out of it, then probably you're ignorant to what the police department does. I mean, how many community walks do you think we've done since 2010 in this city, where the police and departments of the city go out in the neighborhoods and walk with the citizens, identifying problems? We've probably walked 25 different times in large groups. We make every community meeting that goes on. If we miss a community meeting, we touch base with the citizen that runs the community meeting. We've never shied away from going to these things. We've never shied away from what we do. And you know what? The other thing we don't shy away? Letting citizens hear the complaints against police officers. That's significant. Citizens sit on that disciplinary review board and hear what the allegation is. They don't need a subpoena. They don't need a lawyer. They get it up front. They hear it. And then they make a recommendation to me before any member of the police department makes a recommendation. So they are not influenced by what goes on. Compare us to whoever, and you're going to be hard to find somebody to compare us to in the state of Virginia because they ain't a lot have a system like we have. In fact, at one time, we were the only one that had a citizen review board, and I think sometimes some in Northern Virginia and Tidewater area now have one. But we were the first, and you know that says a lot to our community. The other thing it says a lot is I allow people to come out from around this country that I don't know to come in and go through the police department, unabated. They go through, they can pull files, they can talk to officers, they can talk to citizens, they can do whatever they want, and they evaluate us.
One other question, one quick. There's been some small protests at the MLK Memorial, and I'm assuming they're all from protests that's going on nationally.
I think it's a solidarity of those individuals who want to show solidarity for the, you know, Eric Garner and Michael Brown and the young child from Cleveland. I think that's good. And they contact us, which I think is super. They tell us they want to do it. We offer our assistance. They tell us what they need, and we help them. As long as it's lawful, that's a great relationship. And they understand what's lawful and not because they took the time to ask. Now, that's positive.